Inviting people to join a pinball league so soon after having the machines in place was kinda like watching your ball get caught behind the flipper. Kelsey Polnick saw it was a little too early to start a robust league, so he did a quick redirect and is nudging people into the pinball world with free play Tuesdays every other week starting March 5 from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Black Clover. That way people can see what's new in the hands-on gameplay world. At the Black Clover there's three pinball machines including Iron Maiden, Marvel Avengers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There are actual storylines built within these new games, but there's still flippers and balls and high scores, and just the right nudge might get you that extra boost off the bumper you need for your bell ringing, light flashing win. I just want people to come and try the machines out and hopefully bring their kids down and have some fun, Polnick said. Once we've got a big enough group of players coming relatively consistently, then I would like to retry that league. It all started when Polnick, who used to own GameQuest, got the urge to bring something fun back to the people of Prince George. People haven't played pinball in 20 or more years up here, Polnick said. I love all sorts of gaming, tabletop, video, pinball, so I have a friend who operates all the machines down in Vancouver and I sort of picked his brain and thought I would give it a try up here, Polnick said. Polnick was on the hunt for sites where his pinball machines could provide entertainment for people around town. Troy McKenzie, who owns Black Clover, is super enthusiastic about it, Polnick said. So when I had my first machine I was going around to different businesses to see if they'd be interested in putting one in, and when I went into the Black Clover I talked to the day manager, and as soon as I said pinball he said, "You gotta talk to Troy," and I didn't even finish my sales pitch and Troy said, "Yup, let's do it, bring it down," and he's been really awesome about it. Pinball machines offer a glimpse into simpler game times. 5-year-olds and 80-year-olds can be on a pretty equal playing field and everyone can have a really good time, Polnick said. And Polnick doesn't want to stop at 3 machines. I would love to have machines, kind of like it was in the 70s and 80s, where you just walk into a car dealership and there's one, you'd walk into the laundromat and there's one, and into a restaurant and there's one, and there'd be different ones at each location and you'd find your favorite and keep going back to play. And thinking even bigger, he'd like to bring something like the Family Fun Center back to Prince George, where people could be in a big indoor arcade play space, especially suited for the winter. It would just be something cool for people to do inside and stay warm and have a lot of fun together, Polnick said. It's just not the same when you play games virtually. There's something really special about physically touching a machine, hearing all the bells, seeing all the lights going, and when you hit that big jackpot and see all the numbers flying up, and even being able to nudge the machine, there's really nothing like it.